Now we come to the gospel. Now, if you had to get a gospel that would portray Mary, Mother of God, Mother of Jesus, what would you pick? Suppose the Pope wrote you a letter and said, now from now on, the gospel on the feast of the Theotokos, the Mother of God, is going to be the one you pick. What would you pick? Where would you go? What would you do? You see? Well, I think the church picked a good one. This is Luke 2, 16 to 21, and it's the account. And I want to read more of it so that you get the whole feel for it, and then we'll reflect on it. You see? While they, that's Mary and Joseph, were there, that's Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her child, as this translation nicely puts it. And she gave birth to a son, her firstborn. Like any other mother, how thrilled to see her child. You see? She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. You know what a manger is? It's a feed stall. Maybe, you know, we use the word, we sing it in songs, but most of the population in a country like ours has never seen a manger. You know, it's a feed box. Laid him in a manger. And why? Because there was no room in the inn, so they're out in this stable. In the countryside, close by, there were shepherds who lived in the fields and took it in turns to watch their flocks during the night. These are tough guys. These are like tough construction workers. They look after these sheep. They have to walk with them all day, watch them all day, keep, you know, if any animals, then get all the guys and get your staff and your whatever and beat the wolf or whatever it is and get them out of there. And if they don't, their boss will be after them. So they, you see, they were in the fields and taking their turns watching the flocks. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. These guys are construction workers, you know what I mean? All of a sudden, the glory of God is appearing in the middle of the night. They were afraid. What's going on? But they had good hearts, you see. But the angel said, do not be afraid. Listen, I bring you news of great joy. A joy to be shared by the whole people. Today, in the town or city of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Now, that text we don't have it in our thing, but you see, there is born to you, you see, the Christos. I'll have to look at it if you don't mind. Look at my text, because it's very interesting to see two of these are Jewish titles, and one is the emperor's title, and is given to him. See, Kyrios, which is the same word we use for Yahweh. Let me just point that out. I have good news for you, you see. Don't be afraid. Behold, I evangelize you. Evangelizo me, I mean, karan megalin. A great joy I'm going to tell you about, which is for all the people, the whole Jewish people, because there is born for you today a sotir. That's an emperor word. The guy who makes the GMP go and fixes the roads, that's the sotir. Why? Because you die, you die. There's no more to you. How can you be saved for an eternal life if you don't even know there is one? A sotir, who is Christos, Messiah. Kyrios, Lord. There's an emperor word again. So between these two emperor words, Savior and Lord, is placed Messiah, which changes these two words. They no longer mean GNP and run the whole universe, run the whole empire. Kyrios. They're emperor words. But now, you see, they're brought in into this word in the middle. You see, Christos, anointed one, which is what Messiah means. So now, the Christos and the Kyrios are the Soter and the Kyrios, the Savior and the Lord, are the Christos. You see. And so then they went and ran to see, well, what's all this about? You see? And let's go see what they're talking about. So they hurried away and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. Just like that angel said, look at that little kid, and he's in a feed trough. That's how poor these people are. But they believed, you know, they were impressed with angels coming and talking to them. And so they said, yeah. And so the angels told Mary and Joseph all about it. And all the people standing around listening, you know, angels, and this is the Lord? These guys, and these guys aren't going to lie. They're not theologians, you know. They don't know one term from another. They're just saying, this is what the angel said. You see? And then, everyone who heard it was astonished at what the shepherds had to say. As for Mary, she treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. Now you see who Mary is. You know? She takes it in and glorifies God, you see. And she, you know, ponders it in her heart. The heart, because the heart is the place of understanding. Heart is that place where there's nothing between us and God. That's why we stay out of our heart. We don't want to be that close. You know, we keep covering over our heart with movies and hot dogs and whatever. So we don't have to face that. And the Lord is saying, come, all I want to do is forgive you and love you and let you know you are my child. So like Mary, treasure what's happening in your life and reflect on it, see? Pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had seen and heard as it was told them. And then one final line on this feast, which is one of the reasons, one of the things is the feast is called the circumcision. At this moment, Jesus is circumcised. Somebody else gives him his name. But God told the somebody else. And he becomes a Jew because he's circumcised as a male on the eighth day. And so he's a Jew, and it's inscribed in his flesh forever. And so, and his name was given, and his name is Yehoshua, Yahweh saves. That's his name. Well, that's Joshua. I think I've told you this before, but it's so touching. Origen is commenting on the book of Exodus. And for the first time, Yehoshua, the name, Joshua's name, comes up, and he's giving his discourse, and he comes to the word Yehoshua, and he says, look, there's the name. There's the name. That's Jesus' name. Many people had the name, but in only one is it totally fulfilled, the Lord saved. in that understanding, you see. And he was called Jesus, as he was named by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. This is going to be who is conceived in your womb, and this is who is going to be Yehoshua, Yahweh saved. And so, that's this, you see. So she is Theotokos, God-bearer, God giving birth to, you know, 16, who gave birth to God. Oh, no. She gave birth to Jesus. No. The term of a woman's birth is a person. Of course, with a human nature. But with a so this person is divine. And that far, this title of Mary safeguards our understanding of who Jesus is. Of course, he's the child of Mary, who takes care of him, feeds him, you know, nurtures him, even from the moment he was born. From her own body, she nurtures him. But he is God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, in eternity, you know, from eternity begotten, one in being with the Father, or consubstantial, which is better, we say now. You see? And so forth. And so, you see, we honor Mary as this source, God-chosen source. So the shepherds come, they're pretty excited, you know. Shepherds are not, you know, in those days particularly, and even today, they're not considered your most elegant members of society. So they're out with the sheep, they bring them in, you know, and if they need something, they might swipe it, and not every shepherd, but you know. And they're the ones the angels go to. If you want to get on the good side of God, get on the wrong side of the tracks. You're safer there. You don't have to sin, but you start to realize your poverty, the shortness of life, the need to be compassionate to all those around you. They don't have much either. You gotta be that kind of a person. And that's what's meant by the Anav, the poor parent. You see? So, they're the chosen ones here in this story, right? There's kings and queens and emperors and scholars and politicians and who could be invited to the cradle site of the living eternal Son of God, right? They're not. These construction worker guys. They're the one. So if you're smart, you'll get to be like them. No big tickets on yourself. Good to people, honest, and excited about what God is doing. Not cool. They ran there, they told everybody they were... That kind of naivete is a sign of great joy. And it's the kind of poverty Our Lady can work in our hearts as a gift to us. Amen. Mm-hmm.